For Monday, October 19th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Monday, October 19th. As always, you are with Pastor Patrick. We look forward to another week of fresh devotions that will both encourage and challenge us. I'm glad that you're here. If by chance this is your first time joining us, a special welcome to you. I am very thankful that you have joined. We work from Oswald Chambers' most well-known work of devotions called My Utmost for His Highest. Well, let's get to it. Grab your Bibles, open with me if you would to the Gospel of John, specifically chapter 18. We're going to be looking at verse 36, but I'm going to read beginning at verse 33. This portion of scripture is titled, My Kingdom is Not of This World. This is what the Word of God teaches. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, Are you the King of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world. Then Pilate said to him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, I find no guilt in him. But you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews? They cried out again, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Oswald Chambers titles today's devotion, The Unheeded Secret. And this is what he wrote. The great enemy to the Lord Jesus Christ in the present day is the conception of practical work that has not come from the New Testament, but from the systems of the world in which endless energy and activities are insisted upon, but no private life with God. The emphasis is put on the wrong thing. Jesus said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you, a hidden, obscure thing. An active Christian worker too often lives in the shop window. It is the innermost of the innermost that reveals the power of the life. We have to get rid of the plague of the spirit of the religious age in which we live. In our Lord's life, there was none of the press and the rush of tremendous activity that we regard so highly, and the disciple is to be as his master. The central thing about the kingdom of Jesus Christ is a personal relationship to himself, not public usefulness to men. It is not its practical activities that are the strength of any Bible college. Its whole strength lies in the fact that there you are put in to soak before God. You have no idea of where God is going to engineer your circumstances, no knowledge of what strain is going to be put on you either at home or abroad. And if you waste your time in overactive energies instead of getting in to soak on the great foundational truths of God's redemption, you will snap when the strain comes. But if this time of soaking before God is being spent in getting rooted and grounded in God on the unpractical line, you will remain true to Him whatever happens. Often you will hear that being a Christian, living as a follower of Christ, is quote-unquote, a way of life. But it must be much more than a simple way of life. For at any given time, you or I can snap our fingers and we can change our way of life. As people who recognize the Lordship of Jesus Christ, it is more than simply a way of life. Much more than a way of life. It is very personal. It goes to the core of who we are. Today, Oswald Chambers reminds us that our faith cannot, should not be built upon the circumstances in our life. It must always be built upon the foundation of the person of Jesus Christ. I hope that you've been challenged and encouraged this morning. I hope that you'll check back again tomorrow as we look at the writings in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 3. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.